This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush is signing executive orders today that will reform the nation's intelligence agencies. These orders will strengthen the powers of the CIA director and create a new National Counterterrorism Center. With us now to explain just what the president is ordering is NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, welcome. And what are the main reforms mentioned in this announcement from the president?
Hi, Alex. It's, as you said, the main one is strengthening the hand of the CIA director. It, in fact, this order would give him a lot of the authority that the 9/11 Commission wants to give to this new position that's been so hotly debated, the National Intelligence Director, including more power over the budget of all 15 U.S. intelligence agencies, not just the CIA. What's going on is this is actually an interim measure. There is, in Washington, a broad consensus that the 9/11 Commission is on to something, that they should create a new national intelligence director, but at the moment that job doesn't exist. Congress is still debating it. So what the president is doing is moving as forcefully as he can under current law to empower a head of the intelligence community. The White House is saying, while this idea is debated, whether we should have a new national intelligence director, in the meantime, let's at least have a strong head of the intelligence community in the form of the existing CIA chief.
So these orders, this is not a shift from the position that President Bush has already staked out, which is that he wants to create a national intelligence director.
Right. Again, this is temporary measures. The White House today is explicitly saying Mr. Bush still backs the idea of a new intelligence director, and he's working with Congress on that. But it's not clear whether Congress is going to be able to get legislation creating that job enacted before elections happen. So these are reforms intended in the meantime to shore up intelligence efforts.
And what about the reform proposals that are under discussion in Washington now?
They're all still out there. These orders issued today will not apparently affect them. We saw this week the most radical proposal yet from Senator Pat Roberts, who chairs the Intelligence Committee. He has called for essentially dismantling the CIA. Today, his counterpart, the senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller, countered with his own proposal for fixing intelligence. He is more in line with what the 9/11 Commission has backed. In other words, he's not calling for breaking up the CIA. So there are a lot of proposals out there. They're still being debated on the Hill and will be in the weeks to come.
I saw coverage in the New York Times and the LA Times of this story today. They both said that while this new measure is going into effect, it's not clear that the director of the CIA is actually going to control the budgets of these agencies he's supposedly supervising. So it's not quite clear what authority he's going to have.
Well, this is the central point of debate in terms of creating a national intelligence director, is how much authority that person should have over the budget. The Defense Department, which controls right now most of the intelligence budget, is fighting tooth and nail against having that changed. It's also not clear. At the moment, these provisional orders, these executive orders out today, would empower the head of the CIA. Of course, at the moment, we don't have a permanent head of the CIA. We have an acting chief. There are confirmation hearings scheduled in September for President Bush's nominee to run the CIA. That's Republican Porter Goss. But at the moment, there are, you're right, a lot of questions still up in the air.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, thanks.
You're welcome.